Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love the chaos of today. I've done a few NBA free agency specials at my previous network, Ken, where it's just breaking news after breaking news, and you're just kind of scrolling through Twitter and texting with people and getting reports and just trying to catch up. And I'm no Woj by any stretch, but, you know, I talk to some people and try to get a little bit of this information. This is the utter chaos with the Nets. In case you missed the breaking news, Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, which at this point, the chaos should tell you that this was probably bound to happen at some point. Even after Kyrie opted into his deal and then told us how important he was because he's changing the world or something. I don't really know what that stupid tweet was. But according to reports, ESPN has this, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving had no contact with the franchise after Irving opted into his deal on Monday. And there was a sense of inevitability that existed that Durant would eventually ask for a trade. And that has happened today. As of right now,
that's crazy.
By
the way,
Suns,
that tweet is crazy. Listen,
so
the implication of that tweet is that he was going to get a trade anyway. He was out.
He wasn't talking to the Nets this whole offseason. They were even saying, like, we've had no contact because there was all the Kyrie rumors before the bigger issue about, you know, whether they were going to sign him to a long term deal or not. The impasse that broke last week. And this is just, it's spiraled out of control. Think about this too, Ken. Remember, it was only a few years ago that the Nets traded for Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce.
Yep, Paul Pierce.
They had Deron Williams on that roster, if I remember too, and Jason Terry, and they gave up all those first round picks that the Celtics ended up getting, like Jason Tatum and all of this talent while they were still a playoff team, and the Nets got nothing when that roster was horrible. The Nets now already have a ton of draft picks that are still going to go to the Houston Rockets, either in swaps or straight up just handed over to them over the next 5 years. The Nets owe the Rockets that. They better recoup all the draft picks they can, because this team is going to be in full rebuild mode once again. And the beautiful disaster that I predicted has absolutely happened, and it is unbelievable artwork right now as we now sit and go, okay, so where's Kevin Durant going to go? It's no longer Jalen Brunson. That's the story of free agency. It's so much bigger than that.
Yeah, it's so funny you brought up. I Googled the Garnett-Pierce trade. It's always one of my favorites. And it's not that what Sean Marks is trying to orchestrate will in any way eclipse what that was. That was its own special, beautiful, terrible trade. And the players in question, Pierce and Garnett, had basically no tread left on the tire, but Brooklyn was really hoping, and Prokhorov, who obviously that kind of orchestrated the trade, really was hoping that they had some tread left and that he could actually get some superstar players. So that trade was...
By the way, I just remember real quick before you bring that up, you mentioned Prokhorov. Do you remember that he said if they would win a title, he would get married? Do you remember that bit from him?
I do remember. Okay, I remember he said a lot of things.
If my Brooklyn Nets are going to win the title, I will get married. I will no longer have mistresses anymore. This will be beautiful. No, and it never worked out, and then he sold the team. So nothing has worked out for this team since it's gone to Brooklyn. Thank you. If Jay-Z was
I don't think you get into Wimbledon with that accent. I think they wouldn't let you in.
They will not let me. Why will you not let me play in Wimbledon? Please let me in, please.
That was basically Medvedev. So the trade was Pierce, Garnett, Jason Terry, DJ White in exchange for, and we'll do the draft picks in a second, Chris Humphreys, Gerald Wallace, Marshawn Brooks, Chris Joseph, and Keith Bogans. Oh, by the way, Boston also acquired Brooklyn's, and this is the part that matters, first round picks in 2014, 2016, and 2018, and the right to swap in 2017. So it's basically, and this was basically around the 2013 NBA draft is when the trade happened. So it was basically like, hey, for the next 5 years, man, especially if these guys stink, this is going to be amazing. We just get all your picks and we can swap. And you get really old Kevin Garnett, whose knees are shot, and you get really old Paul Pierce. Like, how's that going? So hopefully if you're a Nets fan, you have PTSD from that, and you're definitely hoping something similar hopefully doesn't happen. But the problem with this is, like, the leverage is crazy on the part of, like, finding a trade partner. Like, what are you going to do? Hold on. This is going to be, like, Ben Simmons all over again. You're going to hold on to Durant and then just, like, forego his salary, and he's going to sue you in court, basically, which is what's happening with Ben Simmons right now. Crazy stuff.
If you're the Nets, this is what you have to do. You have a valuable asset that's still maybe not in the prime of his career. Everybody's going to remember, obviously, what happened against the Celtics and how he got locked up by Boston in the first round. But let's keep in mind that the last 3 weeks of the regular season, once he got back and he was healthy again, people were like, Kevin Garnett's the best player, or Kevin Durant's the best player in the NBA. Oh, look at the way he's carrying the Nets by himself and can't count on Kyrie. So the narrative changes after just a couple of weeks. But, man, yes, if they need to hold on to him and they need to get as much as possible, I would get every single draft pick that you need from Houston back. Not the same ones, but you need to get, like, six first round picks, get as many young players as you can.
Six first round picks.
Rebuild mode. They're not going six. To. Hey, listen, if you're, because here's the thing, you're not just trading Kevin Durant. You think Kyrie's staying? Kyrie's going to go to the Lakers. Yeah. They're going to have to work out like a 3 or 4. This is going to end up being the largest trade in NBA history. It's going to be like the Lakers, the Nets, the Suns, the Heat. The Knicks will just find their way into this trade. Maybe the Pelicans. They'll just have a whole bunch of teams together that have all of these different assets. Yeah. And it's just going to be thrown around because the Lakers have nothing to give the Nets. So then you're going to send Kyrie to the Lakers and then find a way to send, like, Russell Westbrook to Charlotte or something like that. They apparently have interest in him. This is going to end up being one of the biggest trades in NBA history because you got all these teams that don't have enough assets to make one move. So just throw them all together in the pot. Let's shake things up a little bit and see what happens. Why not? It's utter chaos. And by the way, yeah, Kevin Durant does not deserve to earn another title. He does not deserve to get another title after this. I'm sorry.
The arbiter of NBA titles.
I am the arbiter of all NBA punishment now. I have taken over this. Look, I had no problems with him going to Golden State. That was a chance. That's the best run organization in the NBA. I had no problems with him doing that. Now I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. Honestly, I hope they trade Kevin Durant to, like, Sacramento and he's stuck there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man, the Kings. The Kings would be hot if that happens.
Yes.
That'd be, I mean, you get Fox and Sabonis as role players supporting God, and Keegan Murray. I can't believe they didn't pick Jaden Ivey. It's, like, unbelievable. Maybe we'll get to that 7 hours from now. Just a little context here, because you were like, I hope he never wins another title. And we haven't done these yet in this show, but just to, you know, sometimes I assume people listen every day. They probably don't. Just, like, why this matters a lot. Obviously, like, it's Kevin Durant, and it's a huge name, so, like, that means it matters. But, like, just really why this matters a lot. We did this exercise last week, and I actually had it pegged for you and I to do it, and then Kostos and I ended up doing it on, like, a Monday, because I got COVID, and I think you had COVID before that, so we just never really got the connect on this.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, so, we talk, so welcome back.
Say, we talk
welcome
about
back
our,
to both of us.
We could talk about our experience with that, but we don't have time for that now. Maybe in the fifth hour. How about that?
What's the 10 virus? That's the segment we're going to do earlier. The idea of the segment is basically, if you look at things only through the prism of superstar players in terms of who can win an NBA title, like, your superstar player has to be X, Y, and Z. They have to have, you know, a PER of X amount. They have to have plus minuses at this range. They have to have finished at least this high in MVP voting. They have to have made first team all NBAs and this many, and all of these things. They have to be this old. They have to be this, you know, this many years in the league, all these criteria that are pretty easy to understand. What you basically figure out is that the NBA is, like, the most predictable league ever, which we kind of already knew, and that entering the season, there were basically 10 players who fit all of those criteria. And it's not even that you would want to bet on all 10 of these teams to win the title, but that's how few players there are that are, like, basically the way to frame it is, could be the best player on a title winning team. And there are, like, 10 entering this year, and LeBron and Anthony Davis play on the same team. And I'm sure a lot of people who just watch basketball would tell you neither player could probably be the best player on team to win the title right now, but we'll see how it goes. I'm optimistic about the Lakers, actually, but there's only 10, and some of them play on the same team. So there aren't that many. And this is one of them. And this was my whole thing about free agency yesterday. Like, it's interesting and fun things can happen. And we would have made chicken salad out of it on this show if nothing interesting had happened. But, like, nobody that was going to be the best player on a title team was going to change hands. It wasn't going to happen. There are so few of them. Like, what, Luka was going to get traded? None of this was going to happen. And then one of these guys is available. So, like, there are only 10 players who can win a title. Two of them play on the same team. And if you're a team right now, you can go get one. That never happens. It never, ever, ever happens. This just doesn't happen. So, like, that's just, you know, just to provide the full context. Yeah, it's a huge name. NBA Twitter's blowing up. If you know, inside basketball, you totally understand what's going on. But even from, like, a betting standpoint, that means there were, like, 9 teams that could win the title. And now one of them is about to not be Brooklyn, and it's about to be somebody else. That's awesome. That's really cool. Like, that wasn't going to happen. And free agency wasn't going to be about anything nearly that important today. And now it's about that. So just even for me, like, the person geeking out on futures markets, that's really awesome. Like, one of the teams that can win is going to change. That wasn't going to be true before. Like, DeJounte Murray's great. That didn't change who could win the title. Atlanta still can't win. Like, but we could change a team. It could be, you know, he could go to Detroit, and now Detroit can win the title. He can go to Sacramento, and Sacramento can win the title. The Nets could screw him and send him somewhere random. It could totally happen. But just, like, the full context, and even futures market, there's going to be a drastic change here. One of the guys who can win, there aren't many, is going to change teams. That's really cool. So just even from a betting standpoint, there's actually big implications here.
Now, something to keep in mind, I actually don't know off the top of my head. I would assume he does, and if anybody can check this out for us, if Kevin Durant has a no-trade clause, a lot of these guys get no-trade clauses in their contracts, especially in the NBA. So if he does, then obviously that's going to control a lot more, and the Nets don't have the leverage of just taking the best deal. It's going to have
They're
to be
not gonna
working out
him,
the best
though.
Deal with it.
There's no way. They're
no,
working
they,
with his business
no, they,
partners.
Like,
it's Joe Tsai.
Listen,
like, there's no way they're going
to,
like, there's no
as
way
much as I think it'd be hilarious for him to get shipped off to Sacramento, which is NBA purgatory, it's not going to happen. I will say this too, and because I still have a lot of connections, obviously, to DC. I don't do a lot of DC sports as much anymore, obviously, with Odyssey. But I was on the air for an entire year dealing with KD to DC before he went to Golden State back in 2016. People are starting it again. Please stop. please stop. Kevin Durant is not going to D.C. He will never play in D.C. He has said he does not want to play near home. It's not going to happen. So stop trying to put yourself in a position. Like, a lot of teams are going to do this. I'm sure Knicks fans are going to be like, well, maybe this time. No, he insulted the Knicks. Do you remember his interview when he had fans even? He was like, no, I don't want to go to the Knicks. I want nothing to do with this. So it's not going to happen. But realistic teams out there that have an opportunity, like you mentioned, to win a title already, that are going to need some semblance of a revamp, of a refresh. You're going to have to mortgage your future. But, like, do you think the Suns care if they have a chance to get Kevin Durant? They'll give you all the draft picks. You think Pat Riley and the Heat aren't going to
They'll give you Mikal Bridges, too.
Of course they are.
They'll give you all the guys that they didn't
want to
get. They'll give you Mikal Bridges, no problem.
They'll give you Mikal Bridges, five first-round picks, and then, like, two young guys from that roster. I don't know. Like, maybe even DeAndre Ayton. They'll send DeAndre Ayton in a sign-and-trade back over to the Nets. I mean, the possibilities are endless with this. But the reality of this situation now becomes everything is going to be on hold with title-contending teams that are trying to chase Kevin Durant. So free agency may have a little bit of a slower movement forward, like it was going,
totally possible.
It's going to be, where's Jalen Brunson go? Probably the Knicks. You're going to have a lot of teams now that are sitting back. It's not only just about
Dallas.
Kevin Durant and where he's going to go.
Dallas isn't trying to get Kevin Durant. They have a ton of contracts to give somebody. Yeah.
And Dallas, the issue with Dallas is they're already cap strapped, so they were going to overpay for Jalen Brunson. This is a chance now where they're going to have to try to, like, they will try. And Kevin Durant and Luka is a great pairing, by the way. That would be a lot of fun to watch, because Luka's on the ball. You got another scorer on the wing. You give it to Durant. Like, that would work well. And not only that, for some reason, and I've tried to talk to people about this, and I can't get an answer. No one seems to know is why you can't get free agents to go to Dallas. They're going to have to trade. It's just nobody seems to want to go play for the Mavericks in free agency. I don't know why. I don't know why stars don't want to go there. Mark Cuban's a great owner. It's a great organization. It's a great city. Other than the Cowboys, that's a whole other conversation. So right now what this becomes is every team that's trying to get, like, the Suns, the Heat, and there's obviously other teams. We'll go over the odds that
tweets real quick? Just because I don't think we've done the tweets with from Woj about, like, the first two teams that have come up, basically. So this is Woj. Phoenix and Miami are among two of the teams that Kevin Durant has on his wish list. So Chris Haynes had Phoenix. I came on last week, told you everybody told me Phoenix, so that's not surprising. Miami, not surprising either. The Nets, but it's important. This is Woj reporting. And again, Woj is going to give you the front office spin. And it's like, so what is in it? Like, what is in it for going to try to do? Obviously, get the best deal they can. So the tweet is, Phoenix and Miami are among two of the teams that he has on his wish list, but the Nets plan to, so this is what tells you, like, Marks is just feeding him the info, or like assistant GMs. The Nets plan to move Durant where they can get the best possible deal with, as a very important note, I'm not sure people are aware of this, with 4 years on his contract. 4 years. This is not like Anthony way out. This isn't like any of this stuff where it's a rental and you're not sure if you could sign him. It's 4 years. Contract, no shortage of teams willing to unload assets for Durant. So that's a part of it too, is he's an even more desirable asset than a normally disgruntled.
Yeah, you froze it there a little bit, but absolutely right. This is one of those situations now where a team knows you're not just getting him in, like, in a contract year. You're going to get Kevin Durant now. There's also the argument of Kevin Durant 3 years from now, does he start to decline? Does he start to deal with more injuries? But teams are going to take that risk. If you're the Suns, your door is open now. Your door is right now. Chris Paul is getting older. You go and you make this trade anywhere you can. Miami right now is the favorite at +250 from what I found. Actually, this was around a little bit longer. Memphis at 4-1, Atlanta +450. So that's probably going to be off the board now. These were odds that were actually before he requested a trade. So we're trying to look to see if we can find stuff that a lot of it was taken off the board. And where he'd go, and then Phoenix at 5-1 with the Clippers at +550, Knicks 6-1. That's probably not going to happen. But there's going to be a lot of teams, and there may even be, like, there might be a team that you're not even thinking about that ends up finding their way into this mix and making a trade happen. I mean, Kevin Durant is now the most sought-at asset in the NBA, and then it'll trickle down to Kyrie Irving because he's not going to stay in Brooklyn. He's going to go somewhere else. It's utterly wild that this has happened, but just keep in mind that now NBA free agency, where we thought at 6 o'clock Eastern, everything was going to happen. It's all now going to be scaled back because there's going to be a lot of teams that think they have a chance here. And you may even see smaller trades, teams collecting assets to try and send them back to the Nets and work out some sort of trade. So here we are. And this is the NBA once again in an offseason, and it's never going to change. We're going to keep going on with the breaking news here. Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Nets. This is You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.